So you put the scaffolding up, you've got this design on a sheet of paper initially. So how do you get from the sheet of paper to the wall?
You prepare the wall, you prime the wall with white, then you draw up the paper with squares, which is a scale to scale of the wall, and you draw up the identical squares on the wall, and you transfer one to the other.
So are you drawing the outlines first onto the wall?
Just outlines, yes. And it's in sufficient detail that you can paint the mural from that. Or it is once you've coloured it, that is it. From our point of view, you'd be foolish to think that you could paint in the way that a painter paints. Oh, I'll change that bit, or I'll change this bit, or start again. If you're working on that scale, then there's no other way to do it than to draw it up and do it to scale from the original design.
So it's cutting out that sort of organic finding out as you're doing it element.
Yes. Yes.
And what about the colours?
Well, the colours, as far as I remember, the colours for this particular wall, which was called People's River, which is the end of Creek Road, or was at the end of Creek Road, was coloured when the people saw it. So the colours were on the design, then they were painted onto the wall.
And was there a limitation on the numbers of colours you were using? Is one question, and then connected to that, what about shading? Or were the colours blocks of one colour and blocks of another colour?
The way we were doing it, Carol's idea was that we would use a similar sort of shading that Rivera used, who was the Mexican muralist that we admired, which would have dark where the light wasn't shining, mid where it was midway, and light where it was shining most strongly. And that way we would achieve a three-dimensional effect. But at the same time, we weren't going to do any blurring. So in fact, they became flat areas of colour. But for many of the figures and whatnot, they were in three blocks of colour.
So each little segment was one block of colour unchanging, but in totality they looked more three-dimensional because of that.
Because there would have been an attempt at three dimensions.